Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for tuning into the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, The Hub Show, Hub City, Hagerstown, Maryland, top of the world. Jay Heisch, Shay Lewis is back.
Hey!
Chris Canfield is in the house.
Grant sugarcoating shit.
No, we ain't. Okay, thanks for that, Chris. Hey, joining us in the studio, we got the Playboy.
Hey, what's going
Terry
on,
Terry Higgins?
All right.
And welcoming back to Keisha Martinez. How are you, Takesha?
I'm amazing.
You are. Yes, you are. Yeah. Wow. All right. Lots to talk about.
Sounds right. Amazing.
But, yes, we do.
First of all, Shay, where were you?
I was at home.
Shay was AWOL last night at the American Ale House.
Safe and sound from the ice storm.
Uh-huh. From the ice storm.
From the ice storm.
Not from the marauder, the flock of eagles.
The ice storm in Minneapolis.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay,
Minneapolis?
Minneapolis?
Yeah, I found out I couldn't say that last
night. Right. So, Tom Brady, we're going to say that he needs to retire.
Oh, that's too much.
I heard that a lot today on Facebook.
I said that prior to, remember?
That's what. Well,
and I'm going to go ahead and give my kudos to the Eagles fans. They did their job.
Yes, they did.
And they got their first Super Bowl. Holla at you.
It took them
50-something years to get it, so it's okay.
Jameer was crying. People were in the ale.
People were crying. And, you know, when you get four more, we can be real contenders.
Right.
So, because I got five. Shed.
Brady ain't going nowhere, though. He fired the guy who was supposed to replace him.
No, he didn't fire
him. Well, he told him not to hire him.
Well, he didn't say that.
So, you were on your couch by your lonesome watching this last night?
No, my son, he's a diehard Patriots fan, too. Okay. And, you know, I had some falling outs and everything. I'm all right. I'm good. I'm still not accepting any Facebook posts or I'm not getting on Facebook. I'm taking a ban. But I sent my congratulations out to everybody. Mm-hmm. So, to all y'all Eagles fans, y'all deserve a win finally. You got it. Now, the 99-year-old man, he can go ahead and retire to heaven because he was waiting 99 years to see them win the Super Bowl. Yeah, and he got it, and he's going to die happy.
Right.
So, that's all I have to say about that. Let's go to next. What's up with Playboy?
Hey, Terry Higgins, where were you last night?
Enough with the Tom Brady's retired. The brother is talented. He's 40-some years old and still doing his thing.
Right.
Well, he's a beast. I'm going to tell you. He's a beast.
He messed up when he should have passed. He should have did a run play. He tried to throw the ball, and they just...
What are you talking about? The last play of the game?
Yes.
No, he needed a pass.
No.
Out of time.
Right.
No, they still had 2 minutes left and some change. You could have ran it out to the... No, no. I know the Patriots.
Now, I'm going
to
tell you where he did mess up. He messed up fumbling the ball. That's where he messed up.
Yeah, well, we saw that. Sacked.
Right, that's where he messed up.
Well, no, he messed up when he tried to be a receiver.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, did you see that? The beginning of the game.
I said,
that was crazy.
What in the world? Is my eyes deceiving
right?
me?
I was like, yeah.
I don't know who caught that
play.
That
says Brady on the back of that jersey.
And then he tried to catch the ball. Nick Foles showed him what youth can do for him. And that's what it showed. It should have showed Robert Kraft. Because I know Bill Belichick knew.
Did you see the look on Robert Kraft's face?
You know, he had a messed up hand.
That was never an excuse. Look, no excuses. I have no excuses. That's what we're trained to do. No excuses. Okay? No excuses. There was no excuses. So.
We love you, Tom. We love you.
Yeah, I still love you, but it's time to retire.
Terry, who were you rooting for last night?
Nobody.
It wasn't.
He just wanted to aggravate.
I don't even have a team. I can't even get with a team no more. They keep trading my players.
You would have fit right in with us.
Yeah, Chris and I were going to wear referee shirts. We were poo-poo for doing
that. Well, the referees was going for the Eagles last night, but we're not going to talk about that.
Right.
So, anyway.
Shay is back.
Go ahead, Playboy. So, tell me what you do.
Well, I'm a stand-up comedian and a producer.
Okay.
Acting, modeling, all that good
stuff. Oh, so you're all the et ceteras.
I'm all that is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so.
What do you model? Do you model your hands, your feet?
Well, actually, you see, I got Playboy attire on.
I do. I see that.
Model Playboy 53. Okay. What's 53 and for?
Well, it looked like
you're hopefully that's not my age. I'm 38.
It looked like you're married. So yes, can you still use that title, Playboy?
Well, now you're going there, see.
As long as there's
my missus does not like that, the name, but it pays the bills, see.
Right, that's
bills.
What I mean.
Oh, so she'll just deal with it because it pays the bills.
Yeah,
this is why
name.
I'm single.
I wonder if I can get away with that.
Women never give us a break. They never give us a break.
Well, I'm going to see if I can use that with my husband, see if he can let me use something Playboy-esque, you know, for my, and say I want to be a comedian. I want to know how that's going to work for him.
Well, see, my actor stage is very provocative, so it goes to my stage name.
Okay, gotcha.
It's very provocative. Comedic act that I do, and almost so Playboy goes with it.
Okay, no, I don't think it's gonna work.
Gotcha.
Well,
so you take off the ring before you go on stage?
No,
because you got to act single.
Actually, I take off clothes.
Oh, you're that kind of guy.
Well, you know, that's a little bit TMI. Don't do that today. Now,
if you go into the history of the Playboy, I used to be a stripper. Before I was a soldier.
I got you.
All right. A lot of mixture in me.
I got you. Yeah.
So you very eclectic. So you got a lot of slashes. So you was
I got a lot of
you
stuff
was a
with me.
Soldier slash stripper.
You told me
slash
painted
comedian.
Walls and did drywall too.
I did that too.
Oh,
yes.
You're a drywall. I mean, you're a
jack of all trades,
master none.
Stripper drywall.
You know what? I might try that next.
Use your name, yeah.
There you go, Jay. You go.
We're full of ideas in here. Right.
Oh, my God. I would have never came up with that.
Don't get Chris started.
Hey, single ladies. Oh, what? No, he's married.
No,
never mind.
No.
Come to your house and paint the nude.
You're actually the second male stripper I know now. That's odd.
Oh, wow.
That's weird. Well,
are you the first, Chris?
No, Chris?
Are you the first?
Please don't say you're the first.
No, I never did that. But I wouldn't. I'm not too shy too. I mean, I ain't got nothing to hide.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, God didn't make us naked. I'm just saying.
We are now into the truth, so we don't need to see all that.
I'm sure my next door neighbors have seen quite a bit. I don't have no curtains on my windows. I just like to stroll around.
You know what? What's the deal with that? Why don't y'all put curtains in your windows?
It's just too much of a hassle.
Okay,
you got to go. It's the problem is going curtain shopping. Right? So you don't want to be caught in the curtain section of a store being a single dude, right? You'd be like, what the hell is this guy doing over here looking at the curtains?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I know, don't get her started.
Right?
All right, sitting over here nice and quiet but laughing her ass off at you, Chris, is Takesha Ann Martinez. Hi, Takesha, how are you?
I'm amazing. I'm awesome.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And you're coming off of the Hagerstown Seas Pain event that started this past weekend.
Yeah. So we had 72 hours where we asked residents of Hagerstown to not inflict pain on themselves or anybody else. Mm. We're looking at data. We're measuring shifts between every weekend and then particularly yearly what happens on the first weekend of February. See if we had
by measuring you. What are you watching?
We're just looking at data to see if there was less.
The
hospital calls, the 911. We're trying to see if anybody overdosed. We're just looking at that so that we can actually see if anything shifted.
Okay.
All right. I hope that.
But this is the first point.
This was the very first.
You were here last week, kind of giving everyone the heads up and what it was about and all that. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were going into you were doing this the same weekend as Super Bowl weekend. I didn't want to say anything, but. How's it looking?
Well, we didn't. People could participate from right where they were. We weren't asking people to not use alcohol or drink or anything like that.
No.
We weren't asking for that. The only thing, the reason I had a show at an alcohol-free location.
Right.
Yeah, at a venue.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So that way it would be a safe place for anybody that was a recovering addict. Okay. Because we were trying to focus on pain that way.
Okay.
But yeah, people participated just by not inflicting pain on themselves or anybody else. I had a drink. I had some wine.
But Chris wouldn't have been an active participant from his Fireball episode.
Yeah.
So next year, we're going to have to do it on a non-Super Bowl.
You think he inflicted pain on himself?
Yes, he did.
Because he was throwing up, right? Was he throwing
up? I didn't throw up.
No.
I'm a heavyweight, baby.
Unless you wait until you get home.
I'm a professional.
It's all right.
That's what real men do. We wait till we get home to throw up. on ourselves. I know, right?
Oh my God! Open the door.
Oh, what did you make? What did you? Did you make anything strange when you woke up?
No, to eat.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing in the house at the moment.
Okay.
I haven't had time to go grocery shopping in like 3 weeks. So,
so you just chew on your own tongue and swallow your own spit.
Yeah, it's like Doritos, stale Doritos and shit.
Oh my God! So we need to do cease pain just for Chris.
Yeah.
Because he's starving himself right here.
Yeah. I remember those days.
Oh, God. My gosh.
Hey, man.
So how effective.
Vicariously through him.
And when you get home and you're drunk, you're just like rummaging through the cabinets like, what is in here?
Right.
Like, I don't care what it tastes like or anything. Just shove it in my mouth.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Interesting. Yeah,
so you need those pancake tacos.
Oh,
where's the cat?
Pancake tacos. Right. So what it is you make a pancake.
Put eggs in it.
And you put eggs and you put bacon and and cheese and you make the pancake like a taco.
Like a crepe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And it's called a pancake taco.
Is it like
and just drizzle
the syrup.
Is it like
a really thin pancake?
It's a whatever you wanted to make it. You want a thick, a thin, medium, whatever you want to do.
Okay. All right.
It's up to you.
Doesn't sound bad. Have you had one?
Not yet, no.
My kids love it. Husband did. I get the guy.
I like making eggies in a basket.
Yeah, we don't really do these in the morning, so breakfast hasn't really been, you know.
I like buttering both sides of the bread, and then you take a little champagne flute, and you spin out the middle, and then you crack the egg in it, and then you make a little eggy in a basket.
There he is.
I like grilled peanut butter and jelly. Have you guys had grilled peanut butter and jelly?
Yes, I have.
You grill it?
Like grilled cheese.
Same thing with peanut butter and banana. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is good. And also grilled cheese with syrup on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Say it again, with what?
Syrup.
Syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup. I'm from the South. Syrup.
I know you are. Syrup.
Syrup.
I like honey. I put honey on mine.
Oh, okay.
On your grilled cheese?
Only
cheese
a playboy. Honey.
That's what playboys
do. Only a playboy would do. Want some honey. They drizzle
all
stuff.
Day, all day, every day.
Keep up that image, Terry. Keep up that image, man.
So, Takesha, tell me on... how was the turnout? Was a lot of people actively participating?
Yeah. So Friday night we kicked it off with a peace circle at the Robert W. Johnson Community Center.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. So it was the kids and the community was able to come in and a police officer came in.
Nice.
And
shout out to the cop because he was all involved.
Yes, he was involved and he actually participated and he became vulnerable and he shared things and we talked about pain and it was just a powerful experience. Yeah.
And see, you know, they don't understand that police officers have lives too. My husband is a federal cop and he cries and he gets upset. Oh crap, I done put that out there, didn't I? But he's very emotional.
Good job, Shay.
He wear his heart on his sleeves. He's just he's just that big loving person. Mm-hmm. And I commend him and his fellow officers because, you know, they have to go home with other people's issues, you know, and they have to bring that home. And it's our job as family members to try to keep them calm and relax and make them have some normalcy. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to them that he could be vulnerable and let the public know, hey, I'm human, I'm real. Absolutely. You know, I have issues too.
Because
you might have an abusive wife, you don't know, talk bad, I'm bad kids, right. Talk bad,
there
act
are,
up.
There are certain jobs where you don't understand that they are normal people. Like teachers are like that too. Like
yes.
When you're a kid, you think your teacher is like this person who doesn't have a life outside of school.
She gets down, trust me.
I facilitate conversations between the police and the youth. So we have police youth dialogues.
Right.
So one thing that it's 8 officers and 8 kids. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, like, the kids don't know that the officers have, like, they might have come just from somebody dying or they might have been every call was crisis. So then when they yell at that kid, it's not necessarily them being not liking the kid. It's just sometimes the trauma.
Right.
They experience trauma over and over and over again. And I didn't know that until I started facilitating those conversations. So the difficult conversations,
psychological, some of the stuff they got to deal with, and they kind of bottle it up. You know?
Well, I can tell all the police officers they need to listen to a guy known as Chris Swanson. He's does Swanson Leadership, but he's under sheriff from Flint, Michigan. He's a first responder, and he talks about how people who are first responders need to use the mind, body, and soul to get, you know, utilize mm-hmm. that correctively mm-hmm. and effectively so that they can go home with some normalcy to their family. Because he said that is the biggest battle, especially if you're a first responder, you're a nurse, you know, a ER doctor, mm-hmm. you know, EMT, paramedic. Those people see so much tragedy.
Right.
That it's hard to process that when yes. they get home. And, you know, that's where you come with other addictions. You know, people, a lot of those people use cocaine. Mm-hmm. You know, it stays mm-hmm. in your system 3 days to keep you up, because mm-hmm. they, you know, they got to be on the go. And then the other thing about that is, you know, they drink. A lot of people drink. You know, so you just don't know what you really don't know what you're getting right. into mm-hmm. until you look at all the things, the fallacies that comes with it.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really talks about it, but the origin of a lot of problems is childhood trauma.
Yes.
You know, yep. and that's like yes. all the way
starts
back
at home.
That's all the way back at the beginning.
That's true. Yes.
And from that point on, the rest of your life.
Yes.
It just spirals out of control.
But you know what? Our generation, myself, you guys included, is that we grew up kind of knowing that. People started talking about it more and more. Mm-hmm. So when you raise your own kids, like I have two boys, you know, you're aware, but you're constantly walking this fine line like, am I messing them up by doing mm-hmm. this and that? Mm-hmm. And with mm-hmm. things that your dad or grandparents didn't really even question. They just did their thing and mm-hmm. you dealt with mm-hmm. it the way you did. But now it's like, you know, I find myself every other thing I do, how's that going to affect
right.
them?
Mm-hmm. Right. You
know? I have an ACE score, an adversity childhood mm-hmm. Score of 10. So I had every childhood trauma happen to me. And the number is 10. Mm-hmm. And they say after 7, you're violent. You're either a violent or you're a victim of violence. You're in prison. Mm-hmm. You're an alcoholic.
At 7?
At 7, yeah. Wow. I mean, after 4, you're a smoker. That with the ACE score when you take that test. So I have a 10, and mm-hmm. a lot of times people are just like, how are you sane with everything childhood trauma that could happen? It happened to me before wow. I was 14 years old.
Wow.
Yes. So. Oh, I empathize because I'm probably up there in the high scores too. And, mm-hmm. you know, recently I know something going, I do want to share something going on Facebook viral. I had someone who shared this to a Facebook Messenger with me, and it affected my day. I was going to come to the Cease Pain event, but I allowed that one thing that I saw that was so graphic that hit home for me mm-hmm. to say, I was paralyzed in the mind. Mm-hmm. And triggered. What they sent me was a young girl. Mm-hmm. She has to be between the age of 6 and 8, performing oral sex on a man. Mm-hmm. And it's actually showing her
right
I saw
live.
Mm-hmm. A
doing
live
it on a live feed.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that went out on Facebook. Yep, I saw something
and
about that.
And that paralyzed my mind. Yeah, I couldn't even function anymore. And it just, you know, I just cried and I prayed and I cried mm-hmm. and it just set me back, and I just like stayed in my little bubble. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, even the things on social media, we have to stand up. Like, so I have blocked the person who sent me that mm-hmm. because first of all, you need to warn people about stuff that you send. You need to let somebody, this is graphic. Right. I just, and put a message with that. Because some people can't handle it. I couldn't handle it. I'm a very tough person.
I am too.
But mm-hmm. that right there, yeah. when it comes to children, yeah, right. when it comes to...
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. And then you thinking about, I'm up here thinking all day, Saturday, and even into Sunday, my mind is all discombobulated because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, what effect what that child is going through? I can even understand what she's probably going through mm-hmm. right now, right. how she's feeling. Right. And then how's this going to outpour in her when she become a teenager? Exactly. Then when she become an adult, she's not going to even be ready to deal with a husband or, you know, anything right. like that. And then she has kids. Oh, my God.
It's a big domino effect.
It's a big
sure.
domino mm-hmm. effect.
Yeah. But see, the thing about with triggers that we sometimes don't realize is affliction comes to get you active. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when we feel triggered, we shut down and we go within ourselves and we think, mm-hmm. oh, my God. But no, it comes to get you active. Like in that moment, I know that it's hard because I do the same thing. But hopefully this is just like a seed for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like it comes to get you active mm-hmm. so you that you do something. Or it might be somebody close to you that you need to speak to about. Or maybe it's something that you need to take a stand on for a kid that right. whatever reason that you got that is to get you active. That's yeah. exactly why those things happen.
Well, I am being very active from now on. I tell you that because I said no way I'm going to allow something like that to paralyze me.
What, wait, no, mm-hmm. I heard about it. I didn't watch it, none of that. But what's the outcome? The person that put that up, what's... Anything?
That anybody I don't know? That's what I'm going to investigate.
What mm-hmm. happened was, in any time that a person clicked on it, it sent it to everybody in your
right,
thing.
In your
so people
list.
Were not actually sending it out. Right. People it clicked on it and it automatically sent
up like
it
a
sent
virus.
Out. Yep, wow. It was a virus. Yep.
And it was yep. very graphic.
And it was from around here.
I don't
it doesn't
know.
Matter. I'm
no, no, I got this person that lives in California.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it just need to be an awareness. And I think those peace circles, even mm-hmm. for things like that, if you are a kid or a grown up, went through that experience, that I think that helps you open up the gateway to get you some help, to get mm-hmm. you some relief, to mm-hmm. understand that you need to find peace within. So mm-hmm. I appreciate what you do. And I'm so glad you're going to be a part of what I'm doing as
go.
My director of community advocacy for the Your Path LLC.
February 17th.
Right. Yep.
Saturday.
February 17th. 11 a.m. here at 207
South Potomac.
Yep. Yes, we want to get you your professional advancement to home ownership and hope. And Takeisha is working on the hope.
Right. I tell you what I'm taking away from this. What? I'm never going to have kids.
Oh, Chris, come
away.
On.
That's hey, what I'm taking away from this
table. You know,
some people are that just not just meant to be with kids.
Terry, you got kids?
Yes,
how
I
many
do.
Kids you got?
Two.
Two, me too. How we a boy and girl? Two
boy
boys?
And a girl.
Boy and a girl.
Ooh.
Yes. I mean, 17 and 5.
Yeah, I got two
boys.
Oh, so
the 17 is a what? Girl or boy?
Girl.
And how she reacts to the Playboy?
You kind of separate her from all that. Of course you do.
Well, it's kind of hard. I mean, with music and stuff, it's kind of hard to take away from, you know, what's going
that's
on.
That's true. Does
in
she
the world.
See you on YouTube and go, Dad?
Oh, yeah, of course. She's seen me before, but I'm not very exotic. It's a little exotic. You know, it's a little bit. Not
just
too
a little
much.
Bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Bit.
You know, I keep it a little classy.
It's great.
Classy.
You not
great.
Too colorful up there on stage? No?
What do you mean? Colorful?
You got a monocle. You got a monocle. A monocle in your eye while you're doing the helicopter.
Colorful.
I mean, of course, you know, you got to. When I perform, my main thing is entertaining women. Women are the main focus when it comes to entertainment.
Right. Ticket buyers.
Men tend to not, you know, how can I put it? Mm-hmm. Enjoy watching males perform or whatever. It's always the women.
Yeah, that's from your stripping world. That's not from the
well,
comedy
we're just,
world,
we're just,
man.
With everything, you know, really? men when it comes to music, we're not going to buy a CD. We're gonna you know, try to download it, get it for free. Women are going to try.
20 years ago, we weren't downloading
right,
but yeah, I mean,
right. But you know, yeah. when it comes to, you know, right. going to the movies or going to a show, the women are the ones that make us go. 9 true. Times out of 10.
Yes, because I'm going to make
right?
my
yeah, yeah. That's why women
the
rule
Black
the world,
Panther,
right?
And I'm going to also
see,
make it see.
That's why we get up and go to work
was
every
it
day.
The new 50 Shades of Grey Freed? Oh, yeah. I'm making my husband go.
You're making him go to that?
Oh, see.
Yes.
But you didn't take your husband to see Magic Mike because
no, he watched it at home with me.
Oh, good God.
I made him watch it at
she
home.
She made her husband watch Magic Mike.
Yes.
Oh,
that's horrible.
That's
right. And now she's going to take him to see the new 50 Shades movie. Man.
Why did you force him into that?
What does
because
what does he make you watch, Shay, that you got to make him do that?
Let me see. He make me watch Forensic Files.
You
got to
watch The Departed.
It's cop stuff.
I don't want to watch cop stuff.
You live with one.
That's right.
He's trying to share his world with
it's like
you.
Me watching Home Improvement.
You know what? First of all, I used to work with the police department in Dallas. Okay. Shout out to Dallas Police Department. I used to work with them.
All right.
I don't need any more cop stuff.
So Magic Mike, 50 Shades, this is your escape. You want to take the husband with you? And
no, I just told him. Well, first of all, I like Magic Mike because they do a lot of dancing. And so it's
Terry,
all about the dancing.
She broke it down for us about
Channing Tatum is a good dancer and a lot of other people that were in there. And
now,
so
I've
it's
never
about
seen
the
Magic
moves.
Mike, but I hear he was trying to be an aspiring woodworker in that movie. Right? He was like making a canoe or something, somebody told me. Magic Mike was making a canoe in his garage.
Yes,
he's good with the tools.
Somebody told me, it was like, hey, you're into wood, you should watch Magic Mike because he's trying to make a canoe in his garage. He's like, no, I'm not watching that. What?
You need to watch it.
He went home and
you might get you some moves,
box.
Chris. You might learn you some dance moves.
It wasn't red box.
All
you
right.
Need help.
Yeah.
The brown box.
Chris is still here. He was volume 10 last night. Good times.
Oh my
though.
Gosh.
Yep.
I'm glad I missed it.
No, you ain't. Yeah. He had Jameer looking at him funny a couple times. It was funny, man. It's like turn his mic off.
Oh, we need
good
to say
times, though,
we, his
times.
Mic go dead. This went dead many times. Okay. So Takeisha, so what else you got going on? coming up? Do you have anything else coming
up? Well, I had Spit Your Piece. So I relaunched my open mic. And I used to do them here in Hagerstown at Georgia Boys every other week.
Okay.
And I would fly poets from all over. And I would put on this big show and, you know, pay a lot of money, DJ and all of that. And people would travel all the way from D.C. and Baltimore, but nobody from Hagerstown would come.
Right.
So we relaunched in Robert W. Johnson Community Center for free, and it was about 40 people there, and it was the most prolific and profound show ever.
I heard.
It was so powerful.
I heard the 13th of Nazareth.
Yes, 13th of Nazareth.
He got down.
He's my favorite poet. He is my favorite poet. So he's like my Jay-Z, because I'm a poet. So he's my favorite, and he's my friend, and he's my mentor. But he started out as my favorite poet. And I started Spit Your Piece here, and I contacted him and was all scared, like, oh, I don't know if you will, but if you will, could you? And ever since then, I mean, he comes down, him and his wife.
Right.
I heard he brought the truth down.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That's what he is. He is a powerful wordsmith.
Where's he from?
Powerful. He is from Richmond, but he lives in Alexandria now. He's actually him and his wife, Kaniki Jakarta. She's the Busboy of Poets host for the first Monday, which she's hosting tonight.
In
Shirlington.
Okay.
In Shirlington.
Okay.
And 13 hosts the second Monday of every month.
Oh, awesome.
In Shirlington. So if you guys are Busboy and Poet fans,
I am.
Yes. Well, all of the hosts have come to Hagerstown.
Okay. So, awesome. Right. Yeah, my husband is into poetry. He's a good poet himself. I'm going to shout out to him on one of our anniversaries.
Right.
I can't
Dr.
remember
Seuss.
Which one because I'm not good with numbers. But on one of our anniversaries, he surprised with me at Red Lobster in Chambersburg with a violinist while he recited a poem he written just for me about how we met each other and where we at now.
Is he holding a lobster at the same time?
No. So I said, you know, and I said, oh, that's so sweet. But then I was upset because he caught me off guard. Mm. And then all these people had cameras in my face.
Wow,
I'm like, you know, they were streaming and I'm like.
Facebook Live.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is a little bit too
much. It went viral.
Right. So everybody was like, and then I know some people probably got upset, like some men, because the wife's like, why you can't do that for me?
Oh,
why
exactly.
You
can't do that? Yeah, you're your husband. Yeah.
He set the bar up a little bit high for everybody.
Raised the bar. Yeah.
Yeah, she was playing, and he gave me a dozen roses. Wow.
That's nice, though. And, props to you, Kevin.
Yeah, yes, Kevin did
definitely.
It. Yeah, so, hey, I have to have him hook up with you and spit
absolutely.
His piece.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Spit some peace.
Peace.
Yeah. He's a jack of all trades.
Shay, do you spit peace?
Yes, I do.
I don't mean on the Hub Show. I mean, can you get down with Takeisha?
Oh, no, I can't do the poetry, but I can spit some peace, though.
We know you can. We're well aware. Shake us down on the Hub Show here.
But you know, but I can give you some good words of encouragement. That's my thing.
I know it is.
I empower people. I like to empower people.
That's good.
That's what I do.
That's good. That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
You're the empowerment of the Hub Show. Chris is a loose cannon.
I used to watch Deaf Poetry a lot. I like Deaf, Poetry. I probably
care
couldn't.
To,
I probably couldn't do it.
Come on,
I can't
Chris.
Do any of it. No. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I can't do any of that.
Chris. Green. How about you?
And I love you.
Yeah.
Pop.
What about you, Playboy? He spit you some peas?
I used to back in the day, back in like, middle school, used to sit back to the little love notes and the little love poems and all that back in the, but not anymore.
I think you can find, I think your wife would probably be excited.
Well, I sing too. I can sing as well.
Oh,
yeah, you keep mentioning the high notes on your Facebook.
Yes. I used to hear some high notes back
in
the day.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
You want me to sing right now?
Yeah. What you want?
Give us a little shout.
What do you got? Go for it.
The closer I get to you, and the more you make me see, more you make me see. All right, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, that was my Playboy. Song too.
What? I like the old school. I like the old school.
That's what folks.
I can't get
that wasn't even Tarek. That was Chris.
Don't get people excited.
So you used to sing. I'm more of a singer. I said, that boy died with poetry, but singing was my thing.
But Tarek, you're on stage. You're a comic. You're a comedian. Mm-hmm. You've been doing now. You said about 5 or 6 years.
Five years around here.
How far you been? What's going on with you, man?
Man, I've been in several places. I've been New York. I've been Maryland. I've been D.C., Virginia, P.A., and of course, I do all my shows and stuff. primarily in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. So I've been on stage with a lot of different comics, entertainers, as far as singers and dancers and poets as well.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. What is your opening line when you walk out on stage? What's the first thing you say?
What do you come out to first?
Oh, it has to be very provocative music. That's what gets the audience attention.
Music?
Like, very provocative.
Don't stop, get it.
See, there you go. See, something like that nature, exactly. And then I come and I also
get
come out
people worked up.
And I come out in Playboy pajamas. I come out in Playboy pajamas, a nice robe, silky pajamas, slippers.
Nice.
And they already know it's going down. They already know it's going down.
They gotta get the bedroom eyes set.
The lights are turned down.
That's kind of the whole Playboy.
Exactly. It's part of.
Okay. I grew up. I mean, I've seen them all: George Carlin, Andrew Dice Clay, Eddie Murphy.
You got like a scotch and a cigar.
Where did that persona come from, though? Like,
like I said, my past goes back to stripping. You know, I used to be a stripper before.
So you really was a stripper.
That's where the pajamas come in. That's where the PJs come in.
Yeah. So he was a Magic Mike.
Okay.
Yes.
And
yes,
he has to wear flannel pajamas.
Magic Mike. He was
so
magic
that you don't see the motion, right? If he wears the silk pajamas, you can see all the motion flopping around. So you got to wear flannel. Flannel deadens the reflection. I know all about that.
He needs to be doing stand-up.
I love it.
Yeah, you don't want him in the front row of your show, though, Terry.
I'm dying.
Where's the silk jammies?
You know, he might already be drunk already off of his, what is it, fireballs?
Oh, yeah. That's in the lobby before we even came in.
Flannel shirt. No pajamas, just the shirt. That's all we need is a flannel shirt from you, okay?
I can't remember the last time I had a fireball.
And a pancake taco.
Those are good times.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a funny story about a flannel shirt. All right, so we know about Porno John, right?
Yeah.
And he used to own sex toy shop, right?
Right.
So there was used to be Spin, was a gay club down here on Potomac Street.
Okay.
So he was trying to promote his shop, so he asked me to go with him down to Spin to hand out some dildos for a pole dancing competition.
You know, toys.
Mm. Yeah. So I go. So I said, okay. Well, I said we're going into a gay club now. I said I have to dress the most. I got to go in dressed like a lumberjack or something because I got to let it be known that I'm not gay, right?
Right.
So I throw on some flannel.
Wait a minute. The flannel is going to say that you're not gay.
That's what I thought. So that's the story. You step it on the punchline.
Oh, man.
See, because I go in there, right, and the first thing that happens is the bouncer comes up, and he puts his hand on the small of my back, and he's like, so I hear you're giving out sex toys. And I'm like, no, I'm not. He is. And I just pointed straight to John. As soon as they look at John, they're like, yeah, he's not gay, and they just walk away, right? So I proceed to have a couple shots of Fireball. There's a bunch of ladies on the dance floor, right? Because ladies find gay clubs safe, I guess. So I go out there. I start dancing. Something's on that I like. I get up on the stage. I'm getting down, right? I close my eyes for a minute and get into the music. And I open up my eyes. And John is there, and he's like, get down off the stage. Get off the stage. I was like, I looked around, and there's all these shirtless men just like swarming me. They were coming after me. They were coming after me. I took off running.
Why'd
you get on the stage?
Because I like the music. So sometimes you just got to dance, girl.
Oh my goodness, Chris. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Chris.
Tales from the Chris.
That's good.
He needs his own excerpt.
Oh my goodness. Like, that's a whole episode.
That's a segment. Yes. That should be a segment.
Your own show, Chris.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of stories. Yeah, we should do a Tales from the Chris segment. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, write that down.
We need like a little intro music or something.
Yeah, that's where I come in.
We don't sing. We're gonna have Playboy over here sing for you.
His intro.
That doesn't sound right. that doesn't sound right at all.
Playboy sing for you,
Mr. Woods,
and then Chris gets on stage right after. Oh no, that would never look at us the same, Chris. Never. Hey, weren't those guys on the Hub Show together?
Yeah, right across from me.
Ebony and Ivory.
There you go.
There you, there's a song about it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
All right. But hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to dig some more into upcoming events, upcoming shows you got going on. And Takesha, we're going to tap some more into Hagerstown Sees Pain, everything else you got going on here. So stick around. We'll be right back with the Hub Show.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
One. All right, we're back with the Hub Show. Tarek Higgins is in the house. Hey. Takesha Martinez.
Hey.
Hey. Right. Tarek, mm-hmm. What's going on with what's up and coming for you on the stage, whatever?
Oh, man. Well, February 10th, you all got a speed dating comedy show going on at American Legion in Charlestown.
Oh, yeah?
Speed dating.
Oh, I wanted speed to always speed dating.
But
I don't really want
to
date.
Trying to find a boo or a bae, you know what I'm saying, before Valentine's Day, you know.
Oh, Chris. Now, how about this is your opportunity.
Get booed up, you know what I'm saying?
Together.
Find a boo.
Be fun.
We should go together, Chris.
Yes, this would be totally fun.
Oh, my God.
So how does the comedy mix in with the speed dating?
Well, what we're going to do is everybody's going to try to match up with somebody that night, you know, before the comedy show. So we're going to take an intermission after the speed dating, and everybody that matched up will enjoy the evening watching a comedy show together. So
right, I'm probably going to get some 80-year-old
lady. This is in the American Legion of Charlestown?
Yes, American Legion of Charlestown this Saturday coming up.
I'll get somebody in a walker.
What time does it start?
The speed dating starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6.
Are you hosting
it? Okay, get there at 6.
Yeah, I'm actually working the speed dating. I'm going to be calculating all the matches and everything.
You're
so match everybody.
You're Chuck Woolery, huh?
Yes. I'm the matchmaker.
So none of us have done speed dating. So how does this work? How do you get a point system?
It's pretty easy. I mean, everybody gets your messed on self up. I mean, it's not like, you know, I think y'all be with each other. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. you'll get cards. And everybody would say, okay, I like this person's personality. I like this, you know.
Okay, yeah. Like a rating system.
Right, a rating system. And then I would tally up all the votes, and whoever got, you know, boom, 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 boom.
I gotcha.
Matched up. Ding,
yeah, yeah.
Ding.
It's not like a tournament.
No, it's right? not a tournament. Yeah, everybody gets to meet each other. Everybody gets to meet each other and...
Yeah,
and see what happens.
If it was a tournament, it'd be a shitty situation,
crazy.
Right? Who would get the bye?
I'm gonna knock you out for Keisha.
There would be like,
Keisha, you're mine tonight.
Yeah. And if there was a bye, there would be just one person sitting back at the table by themselves.
Fred Flintstone's days.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And and then I got another show coming up. I got actually a tour going on. Use Your Words tour. We're gonna start doing some shows at Broadway Comedy Club and Eastfield Comedy Club in New York.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Around. Yeah.
Well, what's your website? How we follow you on Facebook or something?
Of course, you can look me up on Facebook.
Tarek
Higgins,
the Playboy,
on Facebook, and you can catch me on Instagram, Tarek the Playboy Higgins on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I forgot to tell you, I got a movie coming out too.
What?
Oh yes, yes.
Okay, tell us about that. Yeah, give us a little. Little sample of what are you going to be doing in the movie?
Oh, well, actually, I do what I do best. I'm doing a stand-up, comedy stand-up skit in the movie.
Okay.
It's called Alcoholic Bruce. It was filmed in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so it should be coming out sometime this month.
Okay. Really? Now, where is it going to come? Where can we see it?
Oh, well, of course, the movie theaters. Select movie theaters. Not all movie theaters. Select movie theaters. But it'll be on Netflix, so y'all can catch my Netflix.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
What's it called?
Alcoholic Bruce.
Alcoholic Bruce.
Yeah.
You should like that, huh,
yeah,
Chris?
I know him.
right. The gentleman that's starring in the movie is going to actually be doing stand-up on the 10th, on February 10th. That's actually the star in the movie. I'm actually just, you know.
Who's the star?
Jamil Peterson is the actual alcoholic Bruce in the movie. So he's going to be in it.
Gotcha.
Gonna be
and you're like the guy opening for him.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you the story of the movie. The movie is about a struggling comic that became alcoholic.
Okay.
So
be careful, Tarek.
Yeah. Well, gotcha. Well right. I used to have a problem with alcohol.
Oh, really? You've been over that hump already, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Struggling. Yes.
I think we all had our issues at one point in time. I've been there.
Mm-hmm. I like my wine too. I like my wine.
Right.
I like to sip my wine.
I love wine.
Or guzzle.
Yeah. I like to live.
You take a jug, right? You don't even
I got a box. Well, if it's Moscato, I don't know. I love my Moscato.
I like taking some red wine, and then you put like a shot of grape vodka in it, and then you pour some orange juice in on it.
Awesome. It's no longer stuff. Wine.
Christmas concoction. There you go.
Strength. Yeah, but like I was saying, a lot of, all my shows that I do in West Virginia are nonprofit shows. Like I said, we're trying to work towards healing through laughter. Oh, that's our awesome. Mission, healing through laughter. So
that's my favorite.
Yeah. So, like I said, West Virginia has a huge drug problem.
Yes,
huge
they do. I problem. Used to hire in West Virginia and,
and fire.
And fire. And it's just sad because as an employers, you can get people to pass drug tests or they come to work on the first day, stripping naked. And running off the forklift trucks and going into women's restrooms and yelling and screaming.
Drugs make you do this?
Some drugs.
There was a lot of that going on at the alehouse last night.
What kind of drugs make you do this sort of thing?
Well, you know, when you're on that, they call it hillbilly crack.
What is that? Spice?
Please do tell us, Shay. What is hillbilly crack?
I thought that was called bath salts. Is that bath salts?
Oh, is that bath salts?
No, that's not bath salts. Oh, okay. Hillbilly crack is using this Oxycontin concoction, and you are snorting it through a you break the pins.
Okay,
you know, one of the like a blue.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
You're taking a pin.
Slow down.
And
he's looking it up on.
And you, what you're doing?
Right.
You crush up the oxy.
His face comes up,
and you snort it. And then you'll be on a high, and they'd be like going really fast at work. And the next thing you know, they had a dead stop. Like literally, they have a lean, like worse than a gangster lean.
Wow.
They're like linked. Yeah. That's what they're not leaning. They're lent. I'm like, it's like, I don't know. It's like a straight vertical.
Lent?
Yeah.
That's no, they past tense of leaning.
Can you so tell someone to get lent?
They sniff the
opiate. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they sniff it. They break their pins because I was wondering, what is going on?
See, no matter what pins? we get over and conquer in the drug world, they come up with something new.
Yeah, they call it hillbilly crack.
Huh.
Yeah. That's what I learned that in West Virginia.
They even getting the kids, you know, they're making drugs out of daggone candy. You know what I'm saying? Gummy bears, they got this in it, and then you got candy bars, they got this in it, and it's like...
In Greencastle, they was giving out the lollipop.
Right.
That was for cancer patients. Yeah. So
crazy.
It's
crazy.
Woo, no lollipops anymore in Greencastle.
So that's what I do. That's what I do. All my shows are towards that, because since I've been in West Virginia, I've lost two good friends of mine from drug abuse and alcohol abuse. So that's my main mission is to
cease pain. You need a West V cease pain.
Yes.
You know what? I like Senator Manchin out there. He's my boy. We got to get with Senator Manchin and see if how we can do a cease pain even in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Senator Manchin.
All right. Yeah.
Takesha, you're Hagerstown Sees Pain. Again, it's a sister chapter of the Baltimore Ceasefire. Is there any other chapters you guys
That's it.
Doesn't go down the pike or up the 95?
Not yet. No? They did their third ceasefire this weekend, and they did 72 hours, no murders in Baltimore.
Right.
This was the first time. Amen. That they did
you guys
it
need
in
to go to Chicago.
And that's what I was just
the, yes. The founders came to our cease pain on Saturday. So Baltimore came down and showed solidarity in Hagerstown. Yeah. Yes, it was beautiful.
I tell you what, you go to the Chi. Oh my gosh.
Chirac.
Woo!
Matt Tarek. That's what they call it.
Chirac.
It is something else.
All right.
I know. So I'm so excited about you all doing wonderful things.
Change planes, trying.
So when is your next Cease Pain event?
The next Cease Pain is going to be in 3 months. I don't have the exact date
yet,
but it'll be. Is that 3 months? May is
3 months from now. This is the second month. That will be the fifth month.
Oh my goodness! Like
the year is flying by.
Trying to give us
some education. Right. Don't remind me.
The ripples do last.
Trying to keep these grades from coming in.
That's why I keep it shady, dude. Trust me.
God, 3 months is like halfway through the year already.
So you got to get all that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm also a community policy changing dialogue circle.
Yes, you are.
Wow.
I'm actually, anybody interested or has any kind of love for the youth, I would like to talk to them and try to get them in on this. It's a grassroots policy changing dialogue circle. So what we want is 30 people that will talk, build a relationship within a community within, and then after that work on a policy, implement a policy. We don't know what the policy would look like because it's going to be grassroots.
Okay, so, that's awesome. Round up. Huh. And hey, that's what you want to do. That's part of the, we can tap into that community advocacy, because you have to take charge of your community. When you get in this, you know, you got to be active. You got to be proactive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm guilty. I didn't want to know my neighbors. So, you know, I have...
I have the
cat lady across the street that her thousand and cats come raid the neighborhood's trash. Then I have the people on the left that they just race their cars down the street up and down. And
well, that just sounds like a good time.
No.
That's where you break out the Harley like there. Hey?
And then, yeah, you'll burn some rubber, baby.
You know? And then you got the other neighbors. They don't. They just go to their nail shop and work. So.
All right, awesome. So I got a question. We got a bunch of public speakers sitting at the table.
Yeah.
We do.
So how do you get over the public speaking thing?
Oh, my gosh.
How was it when you first started public speaking?
Is the audience naked?
The adrenaline's running, right? You get, how many times did you muff before you started getting it right?
Chris, do you have that problem?
Wait, how many times did you what?
Muff up.
Did
muff.
You just say that term?
I have real stories.
You
know
what I'm talking about. Yeah. I never heard nobody. I never knew that was a verb.
Muff? Yeah.
That's a noun, dude.
That's a, well, anyway. You know, you can dive into it. We can dive into that later.
Only
I'm up a lot when I'm playing golf.
The dialogue to Chris.
Yes, but how many failures do you think it took before you got it right?
You know what? Be honest with you. I started at a young age, you know, entertaining at a very young age. So, you know, when you start young, it kind of just keeps going. All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You just feed off of it.
I love people, so I never muff.
Yeah.
I'm the absolute opposite. I am very shy. I'm very introverted.
No way.
People do not think that. Absolutely. So,
I can see it.
So yeah, I didn't talk. I didn't talk for a very long time. I went to an open mic in Baltimore, seeing that they wrote poems. I had always wrote poems. It was very quiet. And I came back to Hagerstown and was like, I want something like that here. So wow. I reached out to those promoters and they were like, no, that's your hometown. You need to be the face of it. You need to be the host, and we'll mentor you through it. So the first time I hosted, I sat in a corner and under a thing, and it was the first time anybody ever heard me, and I threw up.
Knees knocking.
I threw up before when I came into the venue. I hosted a show behind the DJ. Like literally sat in a chair behind the DJ.
That was a protection.
Was the first time I did it.
Right.
Every time after that, even just recently when you see me there, no matter how, I don't know what happens on stage. That's really? That's the honest truth.
Yeah. She was
what
amazing.
Happens is I come in, I get really, really, I used to take a shot. Yeah. I used to take a shot first.
Yeah.
That I haven't taken a shot in probably like 2 years
yeah.
before. Oh, okay. But I used to take a shot to even get my nerves right to right. go on
but
stage.
Your mind just kind of blocks it all out.
Yes. Right? Now what I do is I'm really, really nervous. I'm almost out the door before my name is called. There's always somebody with me that is like, you got to go do this. Mm. You already said yes. Mm. Always. Up until just Saturday, I'm still the same way.
Yeah.
Something happens on stage. What happened on Saturday, I was doing a poem, and I looked up, and I seen people, and I stopped.
Yeah.
Because I instantly remember.
It's all right as long as you're looking at a book.
As long as I'm looking down, as long as I'm in, I'm okay. The moment that I look.
It's over.
It's over. Or I'll look and I'll look for a particular person and I'll just talk to them.
Gotcha.
But I am extremely, extremely nervous.
Yeah.
And you know what I do?
I didn't pick that up at all.
You know, I
saw her and she was in a zone. Like,
that's the anointing. That's the anointing. And I know it's the anointing. And it has nothing to do with me because I don't remember what happens up there. Mm-hmm. I go up. It's a fight to get up there. I come down, and people are like, "Oh, it was so great!" And I'm like, "I have no idea what happened." Yeah. Usually, I used to run straight out the door, and I would go outside and cry. And now I've gotten a little bit better since becoming a mediator with controlling my
emotions,
how it looks.
Yeah.
So I'll go over in a corner, and I'm shaking. It's my worship.
Yeah.
So it's a very
because it's your fire.
It is. It's my worship. It's how I worship. So it's not about performance.
Cool approach.
It's not about performing. It's really not. It's the obedience. It is the call. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a choice.
Yes.
And see, you know what I normally do when I speak? I get really nervous. I'm sweaty palms. I'm serious at the sweaty armpits and everything.
Ew.
And I am seriously. And what I do is I go ahead and I you know, say my introduce myself. And I find when I start talking about myself and try to make myself, you know, real to them and be a, become a friend to the audience, then I'm able to be it's easier for me to communicate to people. But if I don't have, you know, like let loose and be authentic in who I am, I could never speak. I'm very authentic to who I am.
She's 100.
Like, great job. Great job. I'm like.
Leave me alone. Right. Yeah. I know. Right.
So that's three. That's three completely different perspectives. That's pretty interesting.
So, Tarek, how about this? You're on stage. You've been doing this for 5 years now, the comedy thing. Hecklers. What's the worst? None.
How do you block them out?
How do you put them down? It,
but they're there, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
What's the worst heckler situation? You don't have a line to put them down?
The worst heckler situation I had, he kept telling me that I wasn't funny.
That's it? That's all he got?
Yeah. You're not funny. Oh, you're not funny. Yes. But you know what I did? I went over there and I put my arm around him. And I said, "Man, I still love you, but I'm great, and you're gonna listen to me tonight."
You should put your arm around. His date or his wife.
Yeah. But when he was by himself,
in a comedy club,
that made it even
himself?
Worse. I said, "Okay, I got you."
He's that's in a comedy club by himself.
That's why he wasn't.
No,
laughing.
No, I was.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I was doing open mics for about a year and a half at a Green Frog in Inwood, West Virginia.
Okay,
so. My shows. I've never had nobody heckle me at my show.
Okay.
I had one heckle me during the open mic that I'm hosting. Right.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, are you serious? You're not doing anything. You're not making me feel bad tonight.
In Tisha, you know, this is a metaphor. It just takes balls to get up there and talk.
Oh,
man,
of course.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Of course.
Tarek, I'm Tisha, y'all got balls, man.
Got balls.
That's right.
I don't have balls.
Hmm? Women don't have balls.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. I think my thing is
I say you're ballsy.
You're ballsy. Yeah.
I think my thing is when I get on stage, I look at everybody as family.
I had to clear that up, Chris.
It's like, you know, I'm at a family reunion. We're all family. I'm going to entertain everybody. Right. Hi aunts, hi.
But you know everybody though. That's different.
I don't
you
know them, but
full of
but tonight you're my aunt, you're my uncle, you're my cousin.
I used
and we're
to do
family.
That's cousin Chris over there.
Right.
That's probably what you were doing.
Cousin Chris.
When you were a kid, you were performing in
the living
room.
The Tales of Chris tonight.
Yeah, Tales from the Chris. You know, it's funny though. I used to be in theater and all stuff in high school and coming up, and I went.
Imagine you in theater.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah, I did all that stuff.
I really wouldn't.
I was in LA trying to make the dream happen.
He was wearing flannel too.
I'll see.
No.
Here we go.
But, you know.
I did not picture Jay with flannel. I'm not going to let that die.
Well, just don't picture me on stage with flannel. Anyway, so, yeah, I used to do all that. We were taught. I was taught getting on stage with a huge auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way I trained myself was just to focus on the person in the far back row and entertain them. Because you can't really see their expression anyway.
Right.
If you suck, you ain't going to know, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, it is what it is.
Right. It's too funny.
Yeah, and then there's that one person back there going, "Is he looking at me? Why is he staring at me the whole time? This is weird."
And Jay like, "Yeah. Yeah."
He just gave me the finger. No, never mind. He was just drinking his drink. I thought of the straw. Whatever. But yeah, it's cool though, Tarek. I mean, you going to New York?
Going to
all
New
over
York.
D.C., Baltimore, West Virginia.
Right,
all that. Where else have you been? You've been down to Florida? You've been Atlanta?
I'm actually going to Vegas in May.
There you Woo! Go. Where are you going? Yay!
Going to Vegas. Yes. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes,
and you didn't
does.
Hear that, but it's going
well,
to stay in Vegas.
Did, so, Tarek, that's awful, man.
I know,
so where are you going to Vegas? What are you playing?
Actually, I'm going to hit a couple bars and spots out there, you know.
Oh, you're just going to go out there and wing it?
I'm going to go out there and wing it, man.
You have no plan. You're just going to get out there.
I'm
just
going to go out there and do what
the
I do best. Go out there and do what I do
pop
best.
Pop from hotel and casino to casino.
Well, I already got promoters out there waiting for me to come out there
and do my
thing. So
yeah. All right. There you
go.
Well,
let me know when or put it on your Facebook and everything because I have family in Vegas.
Okay,
so I would love for them
I've been to Vegas a million times.
Show you some love.
All right. I would love that. I would love that. Yes, indeed.
The Hub Show here to support you, dude.
Okay.
I mean, you know, this is a whole new thing. What it is, we don't know yet. But
we don't
know here
right.
you are. So
I love any town where prostitution weed is legal. So I am
there
down.
Go.
I am down.
That hillbilly crap talking.
Can y'all put him on stage? Put him on stage.
I think he has potential, man.
I think so.
Really?
I think he really.
It's different in here.
Yeah, right.
That is true.
I got a radio.
This
face.
Is like a poker game right? compared to that. You know what I mean? So, you know.
And he'll get out there with his flannel shirt.
Yeah.
That's
Perfect. And start off with that story.
And then in July I'll be doing shows in PA, Bedford, PA.
Bedford, PA. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm branching out from West Virginia and going out and mm-hmm. touching other lives, you know.
But nice. is it your dream, is your goal to get into New York? I mean, you're going to New York, but I mean, is it Philly?
Where do you want to be in?
Yeah.
Wherever God leads me.
I understand that. But, you know, we want to see you up there, you know. I want to see you with your own
Netflix
special.
I would love to be the next Kevin Hart. I would love to.
That's not funny, man. You're funny. Yeah.
Well, his money. I want his money.
Well, we all do. But I love comedy.
I don't get the whole Kevin Hart thing either.
I don't either. I don't find him funny.
I don't think he is but not his stand-up. You know.
He's just likable.
His stand-up is dry.
He's just a likable guy. That's it.
I find him funny in movies. Like, he's, you know, to me, when I look at his stand-up,
it's just bouncing off somebody like The Rock, he's funny. But by himself and on stage, no offense. I mean, I can't disrespect the guy for
success. Same joke line. It's the same joke line. It's nothing different.
I mean,
he's not Eddie Murphy or
Chappelle. It's not Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Dave! Please come back out
he's
here.
He's a comedic philosopher.
It's the way
that's
he
what
delivers.
That was the Dave Chappelle philosopher.
That was the Dane Cook thing. It was just the way he delivered it.
His delivery.
And then his delivery was
great.
Yeah,
Dane Cook. He just gets bashed. You don't like it?
Huh?
You don't like Dan Cook?
Well, his stories weren't funny. It was the way that he said the story.
Right.
And that's the way Kevin Hart does it. Kevin Hart, he's just...
Look, Matt.
It's not his story that's funny. It's just the way that he says it.
I grew up listening to all of it. I had, you know... Whoever defends, I don't care. I grew up with all the Bill Cosby albums. Mm-hmm. I listened to George Carlin, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor and the Fred Sanford
all
albums.
That stuff,
and I'm like,
man.
Listening by my door. Yeah. Like,
Red Fox.
And I have a Red Fox album.
Said,
Red
what
vinyl,
are you laughing?
Man,
how do you know about that? I said, I don't know. I heard y'all laughing. I thought it was funny.
I love Red Fox.
Red Fox is great. I listen to all that stuff.
Legend.
Yeah.
Legend.
So, you know, those things, you know, Richard Pryor was really graphic. I'm telling you. He was so
13. He had a t-shirt on that had Richard Pryor and it said Prophet. Right over here.
Dick Gregory was funny.
Yeah. I've heard all of it, dude. All of it.
There you go. You're the comedian. So who's your
go-to? Yeah.
Who'd you grow up on?
Who inspired you, man?
Who inspired me to do comedy?
And see, you're youngin', as they call it.
If you say Bill Cosby and offer me a drink, I'm not drinking it.
I didn't know I could do comedy until I was dared to do comedy.
Right.
My first show I did off of Dare. My first show was with Chad Beadle and a friend of mine named Tay Boogie, Dante Munford. Mm. He invited me out to his show. Actually, out here in Hagerstown.
I know Dante.
And we did at the Eagle Club out here. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much a dare, you know. Come up, man, do a good 5 minutes. 5 minutes of the tour turned into 15 minutes. Had the crowd rolling.
I didn't know how to stop.
I was in the zone. And I was like,
exactly.
I'm great now. Right?
So did you like grow up listening to Eddie Murphy or anything?
Yeah, of course.
I just never knew I was a comedian.
Yeah, because that was it. Delirious.
Delirious.
Oh my God!
Is that where he was? Oh, Raw was wearing. He was wearing the red leather.
Raw.
Right?
I love Raw. I think Raw is like the best comedy album of all time.
Delirious. That's
Delirious.
The one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I grew up, you know, you can let your parents know you were listening to that. But, you know,
trust me, man.
I went from Bill Cosby to Eddie Murphy. Right. And then Eddie Murphy was making fun of him. And it was like, this is funny.
I know
what he's talking about.
Right, you know? Right.
I listened to Cheech and Chong growing up. I have all those records, man. All that good stuff.
Cheech and Chong was funny.
You know, and then I got into high school. The Dice Man was on top of the world for a minute there.
Yeah.
Guy's great. And then now.
You know what else I used to listen to? I used to listen to Benny Hill. Remember Benny Hill?
Benny Hill.
Oh, my God. I love Benny Hill.
I stayed up late at night just to watch.
I grew up in the UK. I was stationed there as a kid. That's
oh,
wow.
The
whole story.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to see it. But right. He had three stations, man.
Right. Benny Hill had booze.
I'm a Benny Hill. Monty
man,
Python.
I used to stay up like
little titty came out every
when
once
Benny
in a while
Hughes come on. Benny Hughes come on like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and I'd be up. I was like,
Tarek,
I gotta watch Benny.
Tarek, you gotta hang out. I have the whole Benny Hill collection.
Oh man, you gotta share.
I have the Benny Hill collection. We gotta hang out and watch Benny Hill. Yeah, good times, man.
It is that the dumb humor.
It's stupid. It's supposed to be stupid. That's the thing. Look. Let's talk about it today. I mean, even like Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Burr, they refuse to play college campuses for all this PC crap that's going on. All
right.
Why even get into that stuff? It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to relax. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
I went and saw Bill Burr at the National last year in D.C. Got to meet him. Good stuff. Good times. I'm sitting in the second row, you know, and it's funny watching people. I mean, mm-hmm. you can tell who got free tickets because this one couple is next to me and my wife. We were laughing our asses off. We love Bill Burr.
Right.
And this one couple, the dude was laughing along with me, but his wife was sitting with her arms full the whole time, like, make me laugh. I'm like, what?
I hate that. Right. Oh, I hate
the
that.
Worst, man.
Dance for me.
Right. Right. He was cracking everyone up, but there was a couple people that were just like, noses in the air. Like, yeah. What are you doing in here? You know? Yeah.
But did you know you was coming to a comedy show?
Exactly. Did
you
not know? Did your husband not trick you?
I'm telling you, when I watched Dave Chappelle, when he played that, I'll tell you, it's my all-time favorite.
I know what it is.
Which one is it?
I guess it's the one everyone talks about. You know what it is, too,
when he
Sarah.
Played the blind man.
Yes, I knew you were going there.
He thought it was a KKK.
He pushed the envelope with that.
That was the very first skit of the very first show.
That's the one.
And I tell you, I bust the gut so much. I was right. like... He just come up with this
Clayton
stupid
Bigsby.
Stuff, you know, and make it so funny. He's like
hilarious.
He's just hilarious. And yes. then when he played Rick James, oh my God.
Yeah. Or Prince.
And then when Rick James Prince. Really died, I was like, I felt so bad because I
cocaine is
about
a hell of a drug.
When Rick James died, I said, I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't get even thinking about Rick James. Right.
I love the Charlie Murphy stories.
Oh, Charlie Murphy, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Right. Yeah, rest in peace, yes. Charlie
I
Murphy.
I wish I would have been able to see him before he went.
Yeah. Well, I actually saw his stand-up. Yeah. I mean, when he was on HBO.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Was it any good?
I didn't find him that funny.
Really?
I could find him trying to really...
He's not like his brother.
No, he was trying to reach that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you're funny with other people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right. Kevin Hart, right. you're funny with other people. Mm-hmm. By yourself, you're... Just like George average. Carlin, you don't really want to watch him with other people. Mm-hmm. One-on-one on the stage, you know? Right. He is who he is.
Right. I thought George Carlin was more of a preacher.
I think a lot of comedians... I'm going to be honest.
George Carlin was more of a preacher than
a comedian. What I see a lot of comedians, they're very stiff. It seemed like they're uncomfortable.
You know, that?
A lot of comedians. It's a lot of comedians
like
I've seen
nowadays.
Right, yeah. right.
It was
even the greats, like Kevin Hart. You don't see him being very, you know, animated on stage. You know,
mm. not like Bernie Mac. Mm.
Bernie Mac
is the
now, hey, that was my
was
dude.
The truth.
Now, wait,
the
Jeff Comedy.
I'm scared of you, motherfuckers.
That was the best one. I saw that. I was like, whoa! No.
I have that on my.
That guy.
My favorite part. You want some milk and cookies?
Yes, the kids.
I like the whole thing. The whole King of Comedy. Yeah. I thought Cedric the Entertainer was
so funny. Let me tell you something about Cedric the Entertainer.
Do tell us, Shay.
This is a real story. It happened to me. Cedric, he came and did a comedy show in Dallas, Texas. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Yay. So went to the comedy show. We had a good time. Me and my sister and my cousin went to the club that he was going to be there, you know, be there in the VIP. And with some other stars like Scottie Pippen was there and everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm up there and, you know, just chilling, you know, going with my drink. You know how you do the little walk train, mm-hmm. as us women do, mm-hmm. just scoping out who we going to get to buy our drinks.
Right, right. Yeah.
Who's going to sponsor train.
Our... I don't know nothing about this.
Who's going to sponsor right. our breakfast for the group.
Oh, wow.
The group. Everybody. Not just you got to sponsor our drinks and our breakfast, wow. the whole group. So, you know.
I hope I'm getting everybody's number.
No, you don't get one number. You better hope it's the right number. It might be the funeral home.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Why I pass out that number mm-hmm. before they start dialing you back. But anyway, they start calling. You know,
calling
y'all guys
right
did. Calling you right there. Like, oh, is it? I'm like, oh. So anyway, so I was walking ahead. I didn't know Cedric Entertainer was behind me. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking, and one of my pet peeves is I hate when I walk in a crowd and people touch my caboose.
Mm. Speaking of trains.
So what happened, I went back and hit the person, because that's what I did back then and would still do today.
Ask Chuck.
I went back and hit the person,
Big
not knowing who it was, and it was Cedric Entertainer.
No
and,
shit.
And I said, look. Okay, you funny, but you ain't that funny.
Damn.
Oh, snap.
So don't, you know.
Was he wearing a robe? He wearing the bathrobe they always wear?
No, he was dressed, you know, with his little hat on.
Yeah. He always looks like he's...
he was dressed all, you know.
He always looks like he's steals robes from hotels
like
or something.
Probably.
But don't touch my caboose. I don't care who you are. You ain't that funny.
Right.
You ain't that. Level. Ain't. Not. You ain't that funny. Yeah. And I was not happy. Mm. And at that point, I said, I can't even see him in the same way he touched my caboose.
So when you see him now, he's not funny because of that situation?
No, I just...
I mean, how do you feel when you watch
someone
one
would
of
be like, girl,
or
yeah,
something.
Cedric, touch your caboose? Yeah. You should have a golden booty now. You're golden...
Right? It's been No. Anointed, right?
Right.
By Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah.
No. Wow. No, no, no. Interesting. No, 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 no. He cannot anoint my boots.
I love it.
Who could it have been? If Ice Cube was behind you, Shay.
If Ice Cube did that, Lord have mercy.
You know, they know each other. He probably could have got you in.
I would have said Ice Cube disrespected me. Shay and O'Shea. Talk about it later.
Shay and O'Shea.
Shay and O'Shea.
That's right.
Everybody know I'm going to have an Ice Cube fanatic.
Make for a weird audio,
I'm just
wouldn't
like
it?
The crush of all crush. Mm. Yeah. Like, I love
you're just
Mr.
really
Cube.
Into barbers.
Mm. No. No.
Ice Cube, if you're listening.
Ice Cube, if you're listening,
yeah,
I love
if you're
you.
Listening,
yeah, yeah,
you can hub touch City, somebody's baby. Caboose.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we want you to come on the Hub Show if you're right. listening,
please, please, by all means.
Oh yes, please. Hey, the ratings Terry, will go
if
up.
You can, give me Ice Cube, man, by all means, I'll do the best
you
I can.
What? My husband would not be in a good mood. Yeah, I'll right. be.
Oh, he knows about your Ice Cube.
Oh yes.
Shay and O'Shea, good yeah. Lord.
I told him, and you know, his son came out with his new movie.
Yeah. Better not
and
bring
I said,
Vaseline.
And
no
I said,
Vaseline,
ooh, my son is in the theater. You know you're wrong for that.
You know he don't use the Vaseline. He had a whole song about that.
Wow. That was perfect.
I'm not going to even comment on that.
That was perfect.
We're going to have the off-air conversation.
That was perfect. Yeah. Only not- at the Hub Show you get that. The no Vaseline.
Thank you, Billy. You know, I'm going to use that as a plug. That's going to be it. That's going to be a little.
You know, it's not even right how you just did me like that.
Oh man,
no. Takesha's like you can't even think fathom what you just did.
She thought you were funny 5 minutes ago, Chris.
I don't know that. So
that was perfect. I loved it.
I don't know it, but I'm going to find out what the Vaseline is.
Don't ask Chris. Don't ask Chris on air. Don't ask him.
I'm not. I don't want Chris to tell me. I want to find out.
Yeah, just go ahead and find out. When you go, yeah, just.
All right.
Oh, you don't want to find out.
Look up no Vaseline
Google.
Ice Cube.
No Vaseline.
Google search.
All right. Listen, we're going to wrap it up here. So, Tarek, next Saturday, the 10th?
The 10th.
American Legion?
Yes.
Charlestown?
Yep. 225 West Washington Street, Charlestown, West Virginia.
All right. And they can catch you on Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, and like I said, no work, all play, baby. That's what we go by.
When's your next stand-up gig?
My next stand-up gig is actually March 1st. March 1st in Broadway Comedy Club in New York City.
Oh, let's all go. There you go. All right, hey. How about locally? When are you going to be back home, man?
Back home. My next show will probably be the 11th. The 11th at Glow Stadium.
Glow Stadium?
Yep, Glow Stadium.
March?
11th of this month. February.
Is that Thursday?
Couple days.
Yeah.
Is
that a Sunday? That's Sunday. A Sunday.
Oh,
Sunday.
Yeah, I'm coming.
I'm
coming.
The address is 80 Arrow Street, Martinsburg, West Virginia. Yes.
Speed dating one
yes,
day.
Yes, Miss Rose. Yeah, yes.
I'll be there.
Speed dating
coming,
one day.
I'm going to open up for
and
you guys.
The next day.
Oh, you're going to spit your piece there?
I'm going to come do a poem. I'm going to come.
Oh, awesome.
Up.
Yeah. Oh, right. So we got two greats in one spot. Oh, we got
Ducky now. Shucky Ducky.
What you said. All right. Takesha, no, your next event is when? Like you just said, right?
I don't know. The 11th.
So next Sunday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So lots going on.
Yeah.
That's and we're going on speed
at?
Date.
Huh? Where's that
and
at?
And we're going on a speed
on
date.
Sunday?
We're going
yes. This yes, Sunday, Glow Stadium, open mic comedy night, 80 Arrow Street, Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Martinsburg. All right. Martinsburg. And
I'm impressed that you have that you keep all these addresses
you know
in
what?
Your memory.
You know what? As a
you don't have like a card you're looking at
as a producer and a comic, you got to remember numbers, dates, and addresses and.
Yeah.
All thank right. God I can remember them
all. Well, hey, we got right. lots more to talk about, lots more to do. Takesha, you're always welcome here on the Hub Show.
Can I do a poem?
By all means.
That was my next thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. Takesha, please do a poem.
Well, yeah, we had a singer on.
Yeah.
I know. He crooned. Now you get to do some poetry, man. Rock on.
Crooned.
All right. So, this is, I open up like this because this poem tells exactly who I am. Because, see, sometimes I spend time hiding to escape. The liars, deniers, sideliners, and those aspiring to be the next headliner. I hide deep while they seek. I go deep, so deep the finder would have to dig in their mental just to reach. In this mental game of hide and seek, I lay low, turn off my firefly glow, take a mental rest, lay back, and rehearse how I plan to articulate my most profound words. I let adjectives, adverbs, nouns, and verbs play a part in my poetic verse. Inject a selection of propositions, conjunctions, and interjections in just the right place for verbal perfection. Then I come out and re-say in a different way what I wanted to say, like, hey, yo, Hub Show, I'm right here. I'm on your side like we Siamese. It's time to reveal the real, remove the mask, no more boundaries. I write to get closer to me. poetic proximity. I write to get closer to you, but you can keep your sympathy. Because I'll put you poetically in God's garden of words and make you peep his scenery. Mm. Take this glass filled with my lyrical symphony. Hope it contagiously tickle your fancy. And you get addicted like my addiction and my pens. Get right within. Poetry is my breath, and I don't waste it on frivolous debating. And when I'm not speaking, it's always just another breath waiting.
Mm, awesome. Right on.
That is right on.
Yeah, the Hub Show got plugged in that one, too. I was impressed. You just wrote that while you were sitting here, didn't you? That's why you were looking down earlier.
Mm-mm.
No?
I open up every show with that.
I gotcha. Well.
You got it. Oh, well, I tell you what, that is awesome.
That was deep.
I know who you are.
Hashtag beast mode. I like that.
I like it.
She's the beast mode. Yes.
This is awesome.
It's good stuff.
So we gotta have to bring you back to give us some more poetry.
Right, that's just a taste.
Yeah, I'll bring 13 with me.
Okay, yes, bring 13 with you, and then you gotta come back and give us a sample of a comic.
Right?
Almost definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a whole comedy.
Tell me a joke,
comedy
funny man.
Well, you know what? I think Takesha knows we can't really talk about it too much, but there's some stuff bubbling right here. Mm. Right here.
In your
South
gut?
Potomac Street, in my gut, and then in Hagerstown, obviously a lot of stuff going on in Hagerstown. So
absolutely,
Tarek, man, we're gonna see more of you in Hagerstown. I bet.
Sounds good.
You're down definitely. With Big Chuck. I mean, he's got his thing. You guys got your thing. There you go. And we look forward to both of you.
Right.
Making some waves here, all right? Okay. Thanks for coming on the Hub Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Jay Heish for Shea Lewis, for Chris Canfield, for Terry Higgins, and and Martinez.
Yes.
All right, the Hub Show.
Adios.
Peace.
All right, Hagerstown, keep your head up.
Yes, Hub City.
You've been listening to the Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heish. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this is Ben with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts.
Podcasts?
What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher.
We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.